This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Let Me Tell You a Story. I'm Sinead DeVries. And...
You introduce me.
Why are you getting so nervous? And I'm here with Mr. Nils Davey to recap the latest news stories. It's good to be back, y'all. We have a lot to talk about because...
Don't you want to tell people why you took 2 months off?
No, four, I was going to try months? To... I was gonna, four. It's been like six. I was going to try to pretend like it never happened.
I feel like people will want to know.
I took a lot of time off because I was filming a television show called Curated by Sinead. It was my own television show. It was great while it lasted. This just in. I need a job. Curated by Sinead was a really great experience. You can stream the entire season. It's like 17 episodes for free right now on QVC Plus. It's completely free to stream. And it was a shop while you watch type of show. And it was great. It was also the busiest I've ever been in my 32 years. And that was pretty, pretty crazy, but overall such a great experience. But yeah, I didn't have literally a single minute.
Then we went to South Africa.
And then I got trapped in South Africa.
Which was partially my fault because I tried to throw away your green card.
Yeah, Nils actually threw away my green card, tried to throw it away. He didn't try to. He did throw it away.
Accidental.
At the gas station.
It was accidental.
And so therefore, I bought in total like seven tickets. I bought like seven plane tickets in total. Couldn't fly with my family to South Africa because Nils threw away my green card.
But hold on.
Couldn't come back into America because Nils threw away my green card.
But also, you didn't have a passport or a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got my passport, didn't need my driver's license. The only thing I needed was the thing you threw away. But I did make it back to the country, clearly. And I spent, what, like two extra weeks in South Africa? I mean, I am originally from South Africa, for those of you who don't know. So I do have family there. We had spent the entire time we were there with them. So it's not like I was stranded. But oh my gosh, that was...
Let's not pretend like you are the only person that suffered. I also flew for 20 plus hours with our child alone.
You threw away my green card.
And flew back and then did all the dad stuff and the mom stuff for two weeks.
You did a great job being mom and dad.
Thank you.
Honestly, you did.
That's where you stop talking. You stop there. Because I can see your face. Yeah, that's where you stop. So when did you... Hold on. When did you get back from South Africa?
That was in January.
And what month is it now?
Well, then I still had to film four more episodes of Curated by Sinead. Uh-huh. Then come March, I started working on my latest venture, which is also me and Nils. Hope you guys aren't sick of us. We have a new travel series on YouTube. You can follow me on YouTube at Sinead_donuts. Or just... It's been like that for years. Okay, I'm not changing at this point. Also, you can just look up my name, Sinead DeVries. We have a travel series. We have traveled a lot over the past couple years. So once Curated by Sinead stopped happening, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make my own TV show. And that's what we're doing, except it's on YouTube and you can watch it right now. And it's really fun. And we go a lot of really great places. There's only a couple episodes out. The latest episode just dropped tonight. So by the time this episode comes out, it'll already have been up for one day and you'll probably see very little views. So, you know, throw us a bone over here, okay? We're trying to do something for ourselves. Anyways, we're really happy you're here.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm serious though. Thanks for being here.
So we have a new format. We're going to release once every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Because that's more reasonable with Sinead's. Yeah. Insane,
never-ending, ever-changing workload. But I actually do have more time. I just have to get better at the things that I'm doing right now. But yeah, I am excited to do this again because of all the things I miss, I always like something about the podcast. Yes, I miss it, but it also gives me the most anxiety because I feel like there's something I'm missing in my life like I should be doing, and it is this podcast. So I am very happy to be here, and thank you for being here as well. This was very long. I'll probably have to cut this down.
No, I like
it. We're going to lose like a bunch of
listeners. I like it. People missed you and they want to hear about your adventures.
Yeah. Well, it was surely a very adventurous.
All right, now it's too
long. Okay. All right. That's fair, you know? All right. So we're going to recap some latest stories just to get us going, get us back in the groove here. And I got some good stuff for you, babe. So obviously the biggest news story locally over the past like week and a half was the theft of like $30 million.
That was a good one.
In cash from a money storage facility in Sylmar, California. So it actually went down on Easter. The LAPD called in the big guys because this was a massive theft. So they had the FBI help them to figure out how the hell this happened, working through what one law enforcement source close to the ongoing investigation described as a, quote, sophisticated operation. It just may be the largest heist in LA history, and investigators do believe that burglars gained access to the storage facility through the roof.
Hell yeah.
Now, what's absolutely crazy is that they were able to do it in a way that did not set off the building's alarm system. Now, in one source, and actually on the news, I did see that there appeared to have been an attempt to enter the building from the side as well. Do you remember that on Easter when we were at my parents' house, they were showing it on the news, and they had that, like, that was on the side of the building. So I was like, oh yeah, I did see that. So they did. It did show that they had attempted to enter from the side. It didn't work, so they went through the roof.
How shit is this building security?
But listen, when they went in through the side, an alarm had been set off, but that particular alarm was not connected to the police station.
What was it connected to?
It's just like a regular alarm, like a regular beeping, like whatever alarm. So they carried out their entire burglary. Yeah. So that really begs the question, why would they continue then going to go through the roof if an alarm was going off, unless they knew that that alarm was not going to alert authorities?
It's either they knew or they're just dumb and lucky.
It's not like they stole like $100, even $5,000. They stole $30 million.
I mean, it's definitely an inside job because
for sure
half the people, more than half the people, most people didn't even know there was money in that building.
No, 100%. Police said that very few people actually knew how much money was kept in that safe. Now, I don't necessarily think that that means much because most people would guess that a safe at an armored cash storage facility would be like a lot of money, right? You'd probably just walk past and you're like, oh, what is that? And you look it up and you're like, oh, that's an armored cash storage facility. Oh, they must have a lot of money.
What's the name of the
facility? It's Garda. It's a Garda.
Oh, it is? Yeah, does it have a logo on it?
No, it's an absolutely
discreet. That's what I'm saying. It's like a
box.
It's like a business park.
But I thought I saw pictures, and this might just be like random pictures, stock pictures that they use, like the news use. But I did feel like I saw multiple pictures of Garda trucks like in a lot. It seems like police think that whoever did this knew exactly how much money was in there and that there was still money in there. It had not been emptied out and it was a lot of money.
People on Easter or like on a holiday weekend, maybe it's like that's pretty normal. It's like you don't do your banking until the following Tuesday because
for sure.
On Friday but everyone wants to leave.
Yeah, but if it's a longer weekend, you would think that they would empty out that safe.
No, I don't think so.
On like the Thursday before Easter. You don't think so?
No.
See, that's how my brain would work because I'm like, oh, what bank is going to leave? Not just a bank, this type of facility. What facility is going to leave that much money in a safe when everyone's out of the office for 4 to 5 days?
I think they're just like, hey, we've done this for 20 years and nothing bad's happened.
Nothing has ever happened.
Yeah.
It could have been a random job, but that would be super shocking if it was.
Yeah, no.
No. So this is a building that all the Garda trucks pull up to offload all the cash that they pick up from a handful of businesses. So yeah, obviously there is a whole lot of money inside. Although the burglary happened on Easter, it was not discovered until the following day when employees opened the vault and were like, cash looks a bit low here, folks. The investigation is pretty hush-hush, but obviously there's a major manhunt underway for the burglars. The last robbery on record that even comes close to this in LA happened in 1997 when a Dunbar armored facility was robbed of just under $19 million. All right.
Hold on.
Yes.
I have follow-ups.
Absolutely. I love it.
I'm annoyed that they haven't caught the people because I want to see what they look like so I can start casting the future movie.
I mean, I think that that is 100% a movie waiting to happen. It all depends on who it was. If it's like a fun group of guys.
Some fun-loving criminals?
No, like rowdy. Everyone has a different personality. Everyone looks a little bit different.
So you're thinking Ocean's, like, Ocean's 11?
Yes, exactly. One guy's like a family man. He doesn't want to do this, but like he's down on his luck, right? Him and his wife are raising three children. He lost his job during COVID and he's been struggling to make ends meet. He works three jobs around the clock. His wife was working too, but then she got pregnant again and they cannot afford this life. And so he's like, screw it. I'm done. I'm tired.
Okay. So that's the positive.
Rob a bank.
That's the positive side. What?
That's what's the one guy who's like redeemable. But then there's this other guy who just has lived a life of crime.
He's just a loose cannon.
Yeah. And he's the other guy's best friend, but he's always been a really bad influence on him, right? Mm. He's always been the one that got him in trouble. In high school, they would always get caught. Deep down, he's just misunderstood. He's never felt like he belonged anywhere.
Oh, man, okay? I'm regretting asking this question.
Then they reel in a smart guy that one of them worked with like years ago. That always seemed like he had some sort of thing to him like that he might be down to rob an armored like storage gas facility.
So that you gave us like, here's the Hollywood version.
Mm.
What's a version of criminals that you wouldn't make a movie about? Like they're just like complete psychopathic murderers?
Yeah, there is like absolutely nothing redeeming about them. Oh my God.
You gotta let that cat out.
She has everything she could ever want. She's living a life of luxury.
She's very high maintenance.
She was once an outside cat working the streets, and we have brought her in and made a woman out of her.
Basil's little noise.
Yeah, he wants his mom.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is so sad. Side note, our youngest cat had to go to the vet with a crazy, random, mysterious infection. And from the procedures he had done and all the medication he's on now, his mom doesn't recognize him, so it is like, it's a TLC show waiting to happen, okay? Every time he tries to go near her because he's not feeling well and he just wants some love, she literally beats the hell out of him.
She hisses in his face.
She slapped him across the face.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, go to sleep. Anyways.
Do you think they're going to catch him?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know.
They're going to catch him.
You would think because it's 2024.
No one gets away with shit.
You don't get away with anything anymore. Like, even if you did something in, like, 1974, you're going to get caught in 2024. The reason why we're catching murderers 30, 40 years later is based on DNA. Mm. In a situation like this.
You think they robbed this bank, they didn't leave any trace of DNA behind?
An armored cash storage facility, maybe. But also, when you have that many people in and out of an establishment, and you're picking up money that has trace DNA from, like, a gajillion people from all of these businesses.
Because like they came through the roof, so you look for like hair strands, DNA in the section that they came in. You can eliminate all the employees and the manager.
You think they weren't wearing like ski masks?
These guys?
Yeah, no. What do you call them? Baklavas?
Balaclavas.
Yeah.
I wish I had some baklava though. You gotta let this cat out.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You just came in here. You wanted to be in here.
I think it's a movie. I think they'll catch him. I think we'll find out.
Moving on. A judge has formally sentenced disgraced former FTX founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years behind bars after he was charged and convicted of fraud, after he stole $8 billion from the customers of his cryptocurrency exchange. All right, this is all like a foreign language to me, but I did listen to the entire podcast about this guy. Did you?
No, but
it's excellent.
Read all the news.
Okay.
And well, I know about crypto.
You know about crypto.
I'm a big crypto guy.
Yeah, because you're a guy. That is my explanation. And if there are any women out there that was extremely offended by what I'm saying, I just want you to know you are the exception to the rule. It's not a bad thing at all. I'm just saying the majority of crypto stands are men.
It's technology, it's finance, it's bullshit. It's like three of my favorite things.
Right. So like I was saying, I did listen to a podcast about all of it. And the one thing I will take away from that entire podcast was that his fall from grace was ridiculously dramatic. He was once one of the richest men in the world, and he's now behind bars, and the whole thing is just so tragic and sad.
He wasn't. He was a Bernie Madoff. He's a new Bernie Madoff.
But there's like a whole bunch of them now.
Well, I know. They're all getting busted. There's a guy on the run.
So basically, he took the money that his customers had deposited into his crypto trading platform that was called FTX, and then he used that money to make up financial losses at his own hedge fund, along with covering other financial loans that he had, and then, of course, buying a bunch of really expensive shit. And it was all on his customers' dimes, and it's also alleged that he knew his company was about to go under.
Bernie Madoff, he got caught because he just ended up, his debts ended up catching up to him. He couldn't keep paying the new people with, like, the old people with the new money, right? But this guy was like, he could see the writing on the wall. He pulled all his money out. Once you pull all the money out, no one else can get their money out. All the money's gone.
So the new podcast I listened to is the guy who basically said, this is a debit card. And he was like, here's the card. Here it is. He had all these huge investors because it was the first way that you could use crypto, like at a bank. And he had American Express, Chase listed on there as like banks. It was all fake. They had an idea. Yeah. It was never a real thing.
That's the new normal.
Sam Bankman-Fried really did have a thing going for him. He really did have FTX. It was really big. He just had all of these other debts and also wanted to fund his own lifestyles, which is all to me, which makes it sadder. It's more tragic because like you had something good going.
Yeah,
for
he was
you.
Greedy and bad at finance.
It's weird. Like, it's still, to me, is so weird that, like, we are this far ahead now. People still love crypto.
Well, I think...
they're all bros.
You know what bros love? They love a get-rich-quick scheme. Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
Why don't you just do the stocks?
Well, why don't you just go to Vegas? During the pandemic, remember there was, like, an outbreak of people being like, I'm taking my kids' college fund and I'm remortgaging my house and putting it all on Bitcoin. And then some people did it and they got out early and they made a bunch of money and then they post about it and everyone else is like, well, now I'm going to do that.
Right.
And then it tanks and then a bunch of people lost all their money.
Yeah, it's sad.
But it's the same. It's literally the same as putting it on fucking a roulette machine. It's not the stock market because the stock market bases an evaluation on a company's profits and their product, right? So like you look at Apple and you're like, this is a company that produces items that sell for this much money and they're making this much money a year. Here's ABC. They make this, they sell this, this is how much they made. Crypto, they're not making anything and they're not selling anything. It's just currency that's not even value to anything real. So it is way more like Vegas. It's way more like playing the lottery than it is investing in a stock.
Yeah. So do you deposit real money and then you make it into Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb.
But it's like converting US dollars into a currency, cryptocurrency. I think it's stupid. I think what's stupider was NFTs. NFTs is a real fucking...
Yeah,
that was a real... No, they're all worthless now.
Who came up with NFTs?
It's a function of the blockchain where you can digitally mark a digital artwork.
You know who also loved NFTs? Bros.
Yeah. No, I know.
That was like a real thing. The metaverse, that's still a thing.
No, I think they gave up. Everyone's moved on. I wonder if they're done arresting people or if there's like more people that are going to get busted. Because there's still like a bunch of cryptocurrency. Like the Staples Center is still crypto.com. So it's like at what point when everything tanks, does all of it go away?
Wait, so is crypto.com its own brand?
Yeah.
That's one website.
That's like a website where you can buy and sell crypto. They're the title sponsor of what I still call the Staples Center.
Yeah, and there was some crypto sponsors too in Formula One too, remember?
Also, no one goes to Staples.
People are going to the Staples
No Center. One goes to Staples. You get your staples and your paper on Amazon.
Oh, you mean Staples?
That was the title sponsor. It was Staples, the store. Staples Center.
Oh, I see. Shut.
Are you out of your mind? Do you think it was Vince Staples?
I just thought it was called that. I swear to God. You mean Staples, like the Office Goods Store was the title sponsor.
Every arena has a title sponsor, right? Like the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, I know that.
Is the Mercedes.
I knew that, because if I think about it now, yes, you're right. Every single stadium has a name.
Mm-hmm.
But Staples Center, is Staples the Office Store?
It used to be.
How is that there? How was that? Until when? Like, that's only a few years ago.
Let me tell you a story.
Listen, I do love Staples too. I've been there a bunch of times and I really like it. What is Staples' slogan?
The Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace jingle came into my mind.
Mine was Petco, where the pets go. I was literally like, Staples, where the Staples go.
Staples Repair, Staples Replace. No, that's not right.
That's really funny.
Yeah, you gonna look it up?
Yeah. Hold on, I have to. Staples. Is Staples still in business? That was easy. They had those buttons.
That's right.
They did like have
come
up.
Like I have.
Yes,
with
they
the
had
dog,
come
the
up.
Dog buttons.
Yes, they had those buttons, exactly like the dog buttons. But they did have like a resurgence with the That Was Easy campaign.
That was in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's true.
it's 2024.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're dying.
Yeah, they are dying. But I still love Staples, man.
I don't. If I got print shit I want to get, I'll go to FedEx.
But FedEx makes me feel like I'm dying in there because it's literally like a cave. It's always like a hole in the wall.
The one in South Pass, right next to the Jimmy John's and the...
I love that Jimmy John's.
It's beautiful. Lots of windows. Nice and easy.
Is it a print and ship or is it an office one?
It's a print and ship.
It's just a print and ship. There's no computers that people can work on.
No.
Okay, well, that is
impressive.
You can
print, you can ship. Print and ship.
Yes.
You know what was really depressing?
What?
Was the DHL I went to send you your green card. So, you know, yes, I threw away Sinead's green card, but I also paid to DHL internationally her
Damn
new
straight.
Green card to her. And it was a portable office in a parking lot at Santa Anita Mall.
Stop.
It was not a brick and mortar building.
At the Westfield?
At the Westfield.
Where?
In the parking lot.
Where?
At the back of the parking lot. It was a bright yellow painted trailer that they tow away every night. And there's one girl inside. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And she's like,
where they did the COVID testing.
Yes. I was like, what is this? She's like, I promise you this is legit. I'm like, are you sure? Because I got to send these documents to South Africa and I don't want anyone to open them. Like, I need this to happen. And she was like, no, this is fine. It seems weird, but this is fine.
You did not tell me. You did tell me it was weird, but you didn't tell me what it actually was.
Oh my God. It was crazy.
All right. Learning lots of things tonight. Okay. He's not now.
She wants you to take her out in the rain.
No. Hazy, come on. Okay, so we're actually picking up the following.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Day, you guys are gonna have to take my word for it. We literally had recorded an hour and a half of what I think were some of like the funniest stories ever.
I think it was Pulitzer worthy podcast. I think it would have gone viral. Would have won awards.
It's unbelievable because I can't really even put into words how absolutely hysterically funny it was and how hard we were laughing. And then my dumbass deleted it this morning. So I only managed to save everything up into a certain point. And I totally deleted the rest of it, didn't realize, and had saved it, and therefore had lost everything that was hilarious about the episode. So we're back today. Hopefully we can make this funny. All right. So first off, a crazy story, which I actually meant to put in last night's one. I just totally forgot about it.
Next off.
What? Oh, that's right. Next off. Next off. That's not right either. Well, just next. Next. Just
remember that we're in the edit.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So a massive amount of cocaine was seized after a high-speed boat chase in the Caribbean Sea near Colombia. Did you hear about this?
I did not, but okay. I love cocaine busts.
Okay. So this is a multi-country operation. So you have the Colombian Navy, the Colombian Air Force, and the Joint Interagency Task Force of the United States Southern Command. And they all joined forces and chased down a boat for several miles. Now, obviously, they didn't just start chasing this boat. I'm assuming there was a massive investigation that led to this boat being pursued. But during the chase, authorities were able to get a really good look at the crew as they kept getting closer and closer to them. And that's when they saw this crew throwing multiple packages overboard. But these guys were screwed because there is no way that you can throw away 3.7 tons of cocaine, which is exactly what authorities would go on to seize in total once they finally were able to gain control of this boat. 3.7 tons worth more than $113 million in cocaine.
I think once you're being chased on a boat, you're fucked. Like, how are you getting away?
Well, they're like, if we just start throwing it into the ocean, we just have to hope, like, they don't find it.
What it
they don't find all of it, and we don't get into as much trouble. Who knows? Maybe they didn't even find all of it.
I think when you're in the tons, it's like, yeah, you might ditch a couple of kilos, but...
What would make you think that you are going to be able to get rid of this at all?
I think even if you had a really fast boat, I still think you're screwed because like someone could just call in an airplane or whatever and follow you. Like you got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I think they weren't necessarily as worried about themselves as they were worried about getting rid of the evidence.
Yeah, but you can't get rid of it.
So maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe they were like, if we just get rid of some of it, maybe if we get caught with, for all we know, they could have had 7 tons on board.
You know what they should do? If they were smart, they should weight all the packages so that if they do get chased, it will sink.
Yes.
That's way better.
Yes. Or you need a pulley system on the boat. You load it into the boat, you pull the thing down, and it just goes flying into the ocean.
Sure, or you can just have a winch and drop it over the edge. I don't know why you need like a f-ing catapult.
It sounds way cooler.
I mean, maybe you could turn into a weapon. You could fire cocaine at the Coast Guard.
Yeah, it sounds way cooler if they had like a catapult. I also love that I said some sort of pulley system, when in reality what I was looking for was catapults.
I think this is an area that's ripe for innovation. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Shame. Okay, so we have a couple of Disneyland stories. Okay.
That's the end of that story?
Yeah, that's it. They got caught. I mean, they always were going to get caught. So I'm saying, like, you were right.
Who were they working for? Was it the cartel?
Doesn't say. Like, I mean, obviously. Doesn't say who specifically, but I mean, like, they were just drug runners, drug smugglers.
Maybe it was a Yakuza.
I think this type of shit happens every single day.
Did you listen to that podcast I sent you about the ocean? It was like...
The ocean, yes.
It was like 7 episodes and it was like all different crimes on the ocean. It was amazing.
It was so good.
I think
good.
They won an award for it.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
That's when we went to Vegas. We went to steak And Drew was like, oh, they don't have any sea bass on the menu. And I was like, you don't want Chilean sea bass.
Yeah.
Literally. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, people die every day for Chilean sea bass. She literally looked at me like, what? But also, like, that's the tough thing about Chilean sea bass, because you never know, like, what Chilean sea bass is bad and what's good. At every restaurant you go to, you have to question, is that Chilean sea bass?
No, you just don't do it. You can't do it.
You just can't do it.
No. In England, they legally overfished cod. Like, cod is what they use in fish and chips in England. They had to change it. Now it's haddock. Or as your mom says, haddock.
Haddock, yeah. Haddock's good.
It's haddock. That was like a nationwide, like, hey, we're going to kill all the cod. So we have to, like, knock it on the head.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. The Chilean sea bass thing is just, like, wild. Why are people dying for Chilean sea bass?
I don't know. When was the last time you had real Chilean sea bass?
Well, ever since I listened to that podcast, I've never even thought about getting it. But Chilean sea bass has never been my go-to, ever.
I don't think I've ever tried it. But there are some weird foods out there. Foie gras is illegal in some countries, not in others. Should be illegal everywhere.
Why?
Because to get foie gras.
So annoying.
Foie gras. to make foie gras.
I really wish you guys could see the look on Nils' face when he says it. Why do you have to make that face when you say it? Is it the
foie
only,
gras,
is it the only way it comes out of you?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, to make it, you have to overfeed a goose on corn until their liver is enlarged.
Fatty.
Yeah, and then you kill them. But it's painful for the goose.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and then it's like apparently delicious, but I would never eat that. There's also a cheese, and they make it in a cave where there's a bunch of bats. So it's like guano, like bat shit, and cheese, and it's illegal. But like people pay tens of thousands of dollars for like a wheel of this cheese.
Why?
Because it's like supposed to be amazing, but it's also like it's banned. Way more interesting than cocaine.
Yeah, I agree. Why is it illegal though?
Because it's like highly dangerous. Like bat shit can give you like rabies.
Oh,
it's like toxic. But it does something to this cheese in the aging process. Yeah, it makes it like the best cheese.
You have way too much money if you're trying to buy batshit cheese on the black market. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to taste it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, not if I'm being told, like, we can't guarantee that this isn't going to kill you.
Come on. If we went to, like, a fancy restaurant and the chef came out and was like, oh, Mr. Freeze, he's French. Oh, Mr. Freeze, I have some guano cheese for you, a little taste for you.
Yeah, you would taste it. You eat it first.
And he was like, delicious.
Yeah, maybe.
You would taste it.
Yeah, probably.
Would you taste whale?
Absolutely not.
What about human flesh?
No. I did have to think about that.
You thought about that longer than whale.
Yeah, I would never eat whale.
Yeah.
Blubber? No thanks. And I love whales way too much.
Yeah, I would never eat whale.
I feel like that's like the same thing as someone being like, here's some dolphin, or like, here's some dog.
But there was that restaurant in Santa Monica that got shut down, right? Because the sushi chef was serving whale illegally.
I thought you can't kill whale. And
no, that's why it's illegal.
I said, where was he getting the whale from?
He's getting black market whale meat, and he was selling
it
for lots of money. It was like the secret rich person menu.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Okay, so a woman has recently made headlines because she's suing the Disney California Adventure theme park, which is part of Disneyland.
It's the party side, right?
Yeah, it's the fun side where you can drink. Mm. For those of you who have not been to Disneyland, it's not like Walt Disney World where there's like four parks or whatever. We just have Disneyland and then we have California Adventure. And California Adventure is where we have some of the more thrill rides and roller coasters you can drink on that side. And the regular Disneyland.
Marvel is in California Adventure.
Yes. And then the regular Disneyland is like where you have your classic Disney rides. And of course the castle, but like it's a small
and
world.
Souls.
That's so true, though. We do have Star Wars on that side. They did that on purpose because they were like, in order to do all the Marvel stuff and the thrill rides and get drunk, you still have to pay extra, but like you still have to go to the other park because it has Star Wars and Star Wars Land is incredible.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff at Disney I think they should probably refresh.
Yes. I just think when I've been to Disney World, I didn't feel that way. When you go to Disneyland in California, I'm like, when was this made?
Some of it's great, but like probably the whole like New Orleans section maybe needs to
definitely go. Or at least like a fresh coat of paint.
And then yeah, maybe.
But like all where the Snow White stuff is, like that little Fantasyland area, yeah, that stuff is like borderline nightmarish. It is so dingy and decrepit over there.
Yeah.
And then you go to Star Wars Land and it's just like,
I mean, that's amazing. It's like the new version of parks though, right? Like they did that in response to Hogwarts. Right.
No, totally.
Like they were like, oh shit. Like they Universe even, just upped their game.
Yeah, we but they didn't even it. Have to have a lot. Like just the attention to detail. There's so much good stuff in Star Wars Land that like just look, you want to keep looking at everything. There are parts of Disneyland where there's nothing to look at.
Yeah, the old parts. That's yeah, what I'm saying. It's like, it's a different world now.
I think also that's why I felt that way at Disney World, is because it's so big. It doesn't also feel like really cramped on top of it. And because it's so big, they could add a lot more stuff in where they could put a lot more detail. There are parts of Disneyland that literally feel super, super tiny, which kind of fits perfectly okay into this story.
Sorry, I sidetracked you.
No. It's I like that conversation. But this fits perfectly into the story because this woman made headlines. So she is suing Goofy. Well, specifically, she's suing the cast member that was in the Goofy suit. Okay. Because Goofy fell on her and she says that she suffered from severe injuries and that some of them are now permanent and she wants some serious compensation.
I need some context.
Okay, so she was visiting Disneyland on April 3rd, 2022 with her daughter. So in her lawsuit, she says that she was bending over to tie her daughter's shoes. And that's when a Disney cast member dressed as Goofy walked directly into her because he can't
probably
see.
Probably didn't see it, yes, yeah.
Tripped over her and like pushed, like basically pushed all of his weight onto her and she hit the cement.
But that's accidental.
No, I totally agree.
Especially to go home.
I know. Also, like, I bet, yeah, that hurt.
He should sue her.
For getting in his way.
Yeah.
Now, I have no doubt that this woman really did get hurt. I just think that this lawsuit is absolute BS because, like, clearly it was an accident. It's not like she got hurt on, I don't know, like a ride or something. It's like someone bumped into her and she got hurt.
Because she was bending over. That's my main
problem.
Which
is not her fault. She was just tying her daughter's shoes. Sure. It's not her fault but that it's Goofy also fell not into their it. But fault. It's also not Goofy's right. fault. Anyways, so she is requesting a jury trial to pursue damages related to her healthcare bills and loss of earnings while she was injured. And she's also seeking damages for negligence because she says that her injuries have resulted in some permanent disability.
I mean, that
sucks.
It sucks for her. That's really sad.
I think it sucks for Goofy too.
Yeah.
Like it sucks for the guy or girl who was working as Goofy as well, because you probably feel horrible.
Well, it's also, you're Goofy. It's like the worst character.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you're so true. I mean, you're so right. Because it's like, he is a bumbling idiot already.
You come to LA because you want to work in Hollywood. But, you know, you got to pay the rent. So you take a job at Disney. You're like, all right, I'm going to make myself excited to be a Disney character. I mm-hmm. can practice my acting, do some crowd work. And they're like, you're Goofy. I guess it's a step up over like a character that doesn't even speak.
Goofy doesn't speak.
Goofy?
Yeah, it's in. They're in those costumes with giant heads on. They don't speak.
He doesn't say, oh gosh.
No, he just goes.
It's the worst. It's like,
it is the worst. Yeah. So you're not really practicing your acting
at all.
So
you've got to act like it. Well, you are. You're miming.
Okay.
You're going to mime school.
If anything, that person we know for sure has incredible strength and stamina, because that costume must be like 4 trillion degrees. Yeah, I just think it's just so awful to already have to be in that costume. And then, like, you have the worst day at work. You go to work, you trip over this woman. She's like screaming at you. Now it's 2 years later. You probably just like finally started living down the embarrassment of it all. And now you found out you're being sued.
I wonder if does he still work there?
I don't know. Disney doesn't like comment about anything like that. And if they fired him,
they probably fired him the next day.
They fired him. They would have given him a substantial amount of money and made him sign an NDA. You know, Disney has like crazy weird laws about like talking about people being fired.
But that's what I'm saying. They are pretty legally savvy. So I reckon
they got a lot of stuff in the small print that's like, hey, if you fall over or like, I think if you get on a ride and the ride breaks down and it cuts your leg off or whatever, or you get whiplash, that's fair. Because like you are trusting that they take care of their rides. But like you bent down to tie your kid's shoe. That sucks that someone tripped over you. But like it's kind of your fault, kind of their fault.
Yeah, totally. That's what I'm saying. This could have happened anywhere.
I would think.
This could have literally,
You could have been on the street.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point. You could have been on the street. So I just like don't really get.
I feel like a regular judge would toss this.
But we know for a fact that that goofy costume, you're basically blind in there. It's like ridiculous. You got that big ass head on you. You can't see shit. You're basically blind. You're at the mercy of someone else. All right, now, you brought up something. So I did find this other story from Disney World, but you brought up something like, say for example, you get on a ride and like your leg falls off, right? That's not what happened in the story, but the story is so effing disturbing.
Hold on. When I was growing up in England, there was one theme park in the country, Alton Towers. And we used to go there with school, like every year, right? Summer, you get to go to Alton Towers. Very exciting. They closed down like 3 years ago. Because there was annually a kid would get their leg chopped off on a roller coaster.
What annually?
Like it would happen like once a year.
What? There's no way.
It happened a number of times.
Yeah. That is actually awful.
And the kid.
Why didn't they just shut down the roller coaster?
Well, the kid would get like £10 million. That's a lot of money. And then I was like, would I have my leg cut off for £10 million?
Would you?
It depends where. If it's below the knee, probably.
Oh my gosh. You're sick.
I mean, I'm rich. And then you could get like a sick blade. You might as well do both of them.
Yeah, you could get like one of those
the Oscar
hooks. Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, so this is insane. Okay, so this actually happened just a few months ago, but it happened at Disney World in Florida. So they received a personal injury lawsuit notice after a woman claimed to have suffered serious injury from a painful wedgie. Now, this sounds so messed up because it's the New York Post that posted this headline, which I think is so rude because when you find out what actually happened to her, it really made me hate the New York Post even more than I already kind of do because I find them to be really scummy. But like they did not go into details of her injuries on purpose because all they were wanting to bank on was the fact that she was suing after a painful wedgie on a water slide. And I clicked on it thinking like, what the hell is this woman talking about? And then I found out what happened to her and it is horrifying. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To be disturbed?
Yes.
Okay, so this woman went to Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, which is the water park at Disney World, for her 30th birthday, okay? And this was back in 2019, but the lawsuit was filed, I believe, in October of 2023. She went on the Humunga Kawabunga. I know. I knew we were going to laugh at this because I was like, how do you tell this story, this horrific story, without laughing at the ridiculousness of these names or whatever? So she's at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, and she is about to ride the Humunga Kawabunga, which is a near vertical 214-foot drop water slide. It's one of those body slides where you lay back like a mummy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like my biggest fear and why I will never go on those water slides. So when you get on the water slide, they tell you to lay back, cross your arms, and cross your ankles, right?
I don't know. I don't go on water slides.
Have you never been on a water slide?
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
In your life?
No.
I'm sorry. Like even one of those tube water slides?
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because you're human. You've never been on, have you ever been to a water park?
Yeah, we went to Sesame Place.
That doesn't count.
We've gone in a lazy river.
Okay, so you have been on a tube in your life. Wait, you have never, we have to go to a water park, babe.
I don't really want to.
Let's go to a good one.
No.
Let's go to the Wisconsin Dells.
No.
Babe, that is
crazy.
I'm
like really not interested in like athletes for sepsis.
Okay, but if they have enough chlorine, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm not that interested in dousing myself in chlorine either.
Wow, that's actually kind of sad though, because like you're never fully going to experience what it's like to be like in going through like a crazy.
I think I'm good though. You know, I don't think I need that in my life.
Well, at the time that the first water roller coaster ever came out, I went on it.
Great.
It was fun.
Great.
Okay. Anyways, wow, I put my phone down because I just got so upset that you've never been to a water park. Okay, so they tell you to cross your arms and your legs to keep your weight down against the slide. Yep. And you've seen them, right? You're literally like just your whole body. And then at the bottom of the slide, you hit like a pool of water, basically. It stops you.
Yeah.
So it's 214 feet. So she claims that she is told, as expected, to cross your ankles as you go down the slide. And they do tell you that because that helps to prevent any like injuries, right? Now, she says that while she was going down the slide, she became airborne. Now, this is like my biggest freaking fear, which is why I've never gone on those slides. That like somehow you would raise up above the slide. Like, I don't believe that you could go flying out of the slide. It's a near vertical drop, but you could come a little bit ahead, right? Or a little bit off the slide, which is to me is just terrifying.
Maybe she had a like big booty, you know, and it like
maybe
the angle of her butt like projected her off of the plane of the
yeah, maybe as she's going vertical. So she said when she became airborne, her ankles uncrossed. Okay. And then as she came down and hit that pool of water at the bottom, she experienced the world's worst wedgie, okay? This is not her words, but based on her injuries, I believe that this might be the world's worst wedgie because it is absolutely insane what happened. Oh, and just so you know, riders can reach speeds of up to 40 miles per hour. The impact of her hitting the water at the bottom of the slide, right, caused her bathing suit to be like painfully forced between her legs and then for the water to be violently forced inside of her is what the lawsuit says. Now, this is where all of this injuries happened. Yeah, so it didn't even happen until the very end of the ride.
No, this is terrible.
When she stood up, she immediately knew something was wrong because when that happened, she said she felt like an unbelievable pain that she's never felt in her life. And she stood up and there was just blood gushing down her legs. So the lawsuit included, quote, severe vaginal lacerations, damage to her internal organs, and a full thickness laceration that caused her bowel to protrude through her abdominal wall, end quote.
So I'm sorry, she got like a hernia, but it was her bowels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, I would fucking sue. You should unplug your computer with your butt.
Yeah.
That's terrifying and I hate it. And I'm really happy I've never been to a water park and I'm never going to go.
Well, I just think that this girl who's asking for $50,000, God bless her, that she should get like $50 million.
That's all she wants?
That's what it says.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
Okay, so as we all know by now, unfortunately, former President Donald J. Trump.
God, you're getting political?
This is a good story. Former President Donald J. Trump began his trial today.
Yeah, but this is like the stupid trial out of all the trials. This one's the stupid one.
I honestly try very hard to avoid all news about him, but isn't this like the hush money trial?
Yeah, this is like the bullshit trial.
Yeah, okay, so there are a couple really remarkable things about this trial, even though there's nothing remarkable about Donald Trump. But this is the first time a U.S. president has been tried on criminal charges.
I think there is quite a lot remarkable about Donald Trump. Not in a good way. He's a remarkable con man.
Yes, that is very true. Yeah, this is like actually history being made. Mm-hmm. But despite this being so crazy, Donald Trump totally fell asleep. during jury selection, and it is amazing. Okay, the New York Times had a reporter on the inside. Her name is Maggie Haberman, and she was permitted to sit in on the courtroom events today, which is Monday. So it starts with like pre-trial motions, and you know this shit is like must sound like literally gobbledygook to someone like Donald Trump, who literally doesn't care about any of this at all, because in his mind he's not guilty. So he's already zoning out, okay? So Haberman, Haberman, who's the reporter, she's literally providing updates on through a live blog on the Times' website. And she starts, like, she's like, oh, the judge is saying this, or, like, prosecutors are saying this, and blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, Trump appears to be sleeping, like, in the middle of this live update. She's like, Trump appears to be sleeping. And then obviously people are reading this like, what the hell? And then she goes, his head keeps dropping down. His mouth has gone slack. And so she then later went into detail about what she saw. She said that she saw him doing that god-awful nod that you do on airplanes.
I fucking hate it. I hate it. The like slow to fast, and then you wake
up. It is like the most tragic thing.
I just hurt my neck.
It is the most tragic thing that happens on an airplane because it always ends up like feeling so much more violent than it needs to. And you always end up waking up like
panicked
and embarrassed. Like you were just immediately embarrassed. Which always reminds me of this time I took a red eye and I kept doing that all like for an hour and a half because I was sitting next to a kid who was flying alone and this kid fell asleep on me. He was like fast asleep on my arm. And so I let him sleep on my arm. So I'm like in the aisle.
No, you got to do the accidental shoulder push.
No, he was all alone. All he brought onto the flight was a plastic grocery store bag. And the only thing inside that grocery store bag was a stuffed dinosaur. And I literally had tears in my eyes because that's how emotional it made me. Like all of my mom hormones.
Was he flying alone?
He was flying alone.
He was five.
Yeah, five or six, but he was very young. And he had one of those aides that came by and checked on him regularly. Like,
isn't that like illegal? It's crazy.
I don't know how old you have to be, but like if you have like a parent in a different state. No, yeah. What if you have a parent in a different state? What if your parents are divorced and one of them has like, you have like custody, different things and you have to go back and forth. But what was amazing was, I'm getting off topic, but one more thing. When we did finally land, his mom was waiting for him at the gate. Like they allow you to come into the gate, obviously. And the way they embraced, I was like sobbing, crying in the airport walking.
Can you imagine as a parent?
No. Are you kidding me? Have you met me? I know what you're going to say. Imagine his parent putting my 5 or 6 year old.
Waiting.
Yeah. Nope. I would have like 47 heart attacks before that plane landed. But I say all that to say is that head nod, everyone knows what that head nod is.
That's literally why I get the window seat. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look out the window.
No.
I only do it because I'm so fucking English. That I want to save embarrassment, that I wouldn't potentially touch the person next to me or cause a problem for the steward or stewardess.
Yeah,
right?
I
That's the whole reason to do it. And I'll suffer. I'll hold piss in for a 10-hour flight because I'm not going to say like, hey, excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom. It's the ultimate polite move.
Yeah, but you must have so much anxiety because you're like constantly
Not when
thinking.
I get in that seat. As soon as I get in that seat, I'm good.
What if you have to pee?
It'll stay. It will stay inside.
I could never do that.
Trump fell asleep.
Yes. Yeah, so Maggie Haberman later went on to give some more detail. Okay, so she said that his attorney, the lead defense attorney, Todd Blanche, was passing him all these notes, right? And then finally, Trump like jolted awake and noticed like a pile of notes sitting in front of him. You're just looking at me like with the worst look on your face. So it's like so hard. I like want to stop talking. You're literally like, it's like.
I was falling asleep. Like, I was trying not to get the head
like,
nod.
And so like, he is like, I'm trying so hard to stop talking because I'm just like, okay, yeah, and that's the end. And then I found $5. Okay, good night. Bye.
Yeah, I was getting really sleepy.
God damn it. You gave me like serious stress.
Do you want me to get my phone and read you a story?
Yeah, please.
Okay, hold on.
Were you actually falling asleep? It is midnight. Are you tired?
Just this.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Somerset man banned from wearing gimp suit and writhing on the ground. That's pretty good.
What?
Joshua Hunt, 32, received sexual risk order. It's not that funny. After police linked him to 25 Somerset gimp incidents.
What does that mean?
You know, is this a gimp suit? You know what a gimp suit is?
Is this some British stuff that's like really not Pulp Fiction, correct?
And they're like, bring out the gimp.
I have seen Pulp Fiction, but I can't.
A gimp suit is like an all leather, like onesie that someone else zips up so you can't even get out of it. And you're like a subservient, like.
Gimp, I think, refers to someone who is differently abled.
No, if you have a gimp leg, you have a limp. But a gimp suit is something else. Okay.
So anyways, yeah. So he was wearing a gimp suit. Okay. He gets 25 charges.
That was the sub headline. All right. Okay. So a man has been banned for 5 years from wearing a mask and dressing in an all black suit in public at night. And this is inverted commas, crawling, wriggling and writhing on the ground after police linked him to 25 incidents committed by the so-called Somerset gimp. Sick. That's so sick that he has like a serial killer name. He's the Somerset Gimp.
I would love to watch like the local news in Somerset and like how the reporters have to like talk about this man.
Joshua Hunt, 32, has been given a sexual risk order, which like in England is like
this guy could keep... Yeah.
After police argued there was a
he said that in England it just means like
they dressed up the words, right? Like a sexual risk order. After police argued there was a sexual motivation to the incidents, a district judge imposed the order after a hearing at Bristol Magistrate Court a week after Hunt, who insists he is not a gimp, was convicted of two offenses under the Public Order Act of intentionally causing harassment, alarm, or distress.
So what does he? What was his explanation then for it?
The defense, I'll lead with the defense first. So Peter Richardson, the defending, what do they call him in England? Solicitor, the defending solicitor, said Hunt had taken a pragmatic and practical approach to the application because he'd already had an application of like, hey, stop doing this, right? Like someone had already said like, you need to stop doing this. And so his defense lawyer says that his client, Hunt, had taken a pragmatic and practical approach. We are not contesting the application, but that is not the same as agreeing with everything that's set out. So he's saying like, hey, I was writhing and wriggling on the ground in a gimp suit. Yes. However, it is not sexual.
Yes, I was in a gimp suit. Yes, I was engaging in gimp-like behavior, but I'm not necessarily a gimp.
I'm not a gimp, and it's not turning me on. It's just a hobby.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the sexual risk order was imposed for 5 years and also means that Hunt is on the sex offender register for the same period, which, like, that's bad.
That's bad. Wait, so, like, it's not even, like, he wasn't charged with like sexual harassment or like sexual misconduct. He's sexual risk.
They're
means,
just
like,
saying you're doing some weird fucking shit and it's giving you a bony. Right?
Ew, okay.
Here's what I like about this article. All right. Yeah. So it gives you the restrictions that he has been placed under. So among the restrictions, Hunt, a gardener from North Somerset, is banned from wearing any type of mask or face covering, including improvised mask or face coverings that cover all a part of the face, in any public place, including while in a vehicle, in a public place unless officially required for medical purposes. So they're like, you can't wear a balaclava, you can't wear a gimp suit, you can't even wear a Halloween mask.
No.
Because you might pop a bony.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, wearing or being in possession of a black all-in-one garment or any combination of full-length black-colored top and black-colored bottom clothing.
Okay, so basically don't put your gimp suit back on and don't try to improvise a gimp suit.
Which has the appearance of an all-in-one garment in a public place, including in a vehicle in a public place between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Daytime gimping is fine.
Okay, but you still can't wear a mask. They're just no basically mask, saying...
But he could wear an all-leather onesie up until 9 p.m. 8:50, he's got to get that shit off. He's got to start unzipping that shit.
Yeah, because it's going to take a while to come
off. But 6:01 in the morning, early bird catches the worm. Gimp it up.
Gimp it up. No mask, though.
No mask. Yeah. That does ruin it.
Totally.
The third order is no crawling, wriggling, or writhing. All right, on the ground in a public place while wearing a full.
Imagine getting this freaking like order from a judge.
You know, in England, the judges wear those stupid fucking wigs, like the with the.
Imagine like all of the solicitors in that courtroom having to sit there and not like absolutely like die laughing as the judge reads these out.
I can do this. Okay.
Okay.
No. No crawling, wriggling, or writhing on the ground in a public place while wearing a full body covering clothing that appears like a full body covering and or face full mask covering.
It's so ridiculous.
And then the judge says, I am satisfied that you have done a series of acts of a sexual nature. A sexual risk order is quite a serious order and it has a lot of obligations of you and if you breach this order, you can go to prison.
Yeah.
The Somerset Gimp is still saying, I'm not a gimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if he's not a gimp, then he should be able to abide by these restrictions.
He's not a gimp. He's just a guy that likes to crawl or writhe on the ground for fun, not for sex, for fun.
Oh, my God. In a gimp suit. No crawling, writhing.
Thou shalt not crawl or writhe. Or wriggle.
Wriggle. Jeez Louise. Wow, that is insane. Good story, babe. Hilarious. Even funnier because you reminded me that like it is court in England is so different. I was listening to a podcast that were saying like court in England is also like really by the books and also incredibly respectful.
Simon, my old business partner, in England, we had an agency together. His brother, Daniel, is a lawyer. And he has a powdered wig. They're powdered wigs.
How do they still do that?
Dude, it's, I don't know. But anyway, so I was asking him about it at Simon's wedding when Daniel was the best man and I was the best. We were like two best men, his brother, his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I did my speech. I hate it. And then his brother, who's a lawyer, did like the best speech of all time. Anyway, I was asking Daniel about it. And I was like, so when you become a solicitor and you start taking cases, like you get a new wig. He's like, yeah, it's a new wig, but like you got to fuck it up. Because like the more fucked up the wig is, the more like respect you get. Because it looks like an older wig. So it looks like you've been doing this for a longer time. People will tie on a piece of string to the back of a bicycle and like ride it around. That people will run over it in a car. Like people will put it over a kettle, like put a lot of steam on it. So it's like all these weird like solicitor tricks.
Oh my God.
So that
ew.
People are like, oh, I respect this guy because he's been doing this for a long time.
Because his hair is like all like frizzy and burnt and a little bit
dingy. It just means you're like an old timer. You know, you've been lawyering for a long time.
Wow, that's crazy. I think it's time. I think we can get rid of those.
Do you want to see it? No, it's England. They don't do that. Do you want to see a picture of the guy? Of the not gimp?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks pretty normal.
Wow, he really looks very normal.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's abided by his new rules.
I don't know. I could search for a follow-up.
Yeah, can you give us an update next episode?
Yeah.
On Mr. Hunt?
The caption for this picture is Somerset man banned from wearing gimp suit and writhing on the ground.
I mean, listen, if he really was non-sexual, he wouldn't be in court. And we should not be hating on anyone who loves to do that. But also, like, you have to understand why that is disturbing the peace and just go writhe at home.
But he can writhe. Oh, so he can wear a gimp suit in the daytime.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
He is banned from writhing.
Yeah, but
he can come up with a new move.
Yeah.
Not a ground based move.
Yes.
He could like hump up against a lamppost, you know?
Is that a little bit of writhing?
I think writhing has to be on the ground like a maggot.
Okay. Wriggling though. You can wriggle up a lamppost
tree. I don't think so. I think it's all ground based.
Yeah, you can't crawl.
No, it specifically says crawling, wriggling, or writhing on the ground.
Wow, they didn't think this through.
No,
they're really allowing this guy to
writhe on a post as much as
he likes. All they're basically telling him is, you know what, dude?
Ground is
go
out.
Go be a perv. Get creative.
Get on top of a car.
Yeah, on a bus bench.
He's like, I'm not on the ground.
You look up. There's this like freak in a tree.
I'm for it.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Babe, thank you for that story. That was so good.
You're welcome.
No, it was great. I was laughing my ass off. Okay. We'll be back in 2 weeks. So we will see you then. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we love you.
Adios.
Bye.
Buenas noches.
Bye.